It is a period of civil war. The rebellion against the sinister and corrupt Federated Alliance grows stronger, and the fate of the galaxy hangs in the balance. Now, Rebel emissary Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Hey, Bargy?
Yeah?
When C-53 and Dar and I go on missions, what exactly do you do while we're gone?
What do I do?
Yeah, like, do you go meet up with friends, or...
I'm working on my career 24/7, 8, 9.
That's great.
Plek.
Oh, yeah, good. That's awesome.
I have a game plan. I have goals, and I'm doing things to reach those goals.
Oh, great.
And currently, Beano is helping me.
Beano and Bargy make Grounded web series.
We're working on a web series.
What?
What's the series about?
It's about Beano and Bargy and the things that they do and the other people are gone.
Sort of a slice of life, kind of.
We have a clip.
Oh. Okay.
Beano and Bargy, Bargy and Beano, Beano and Bargy.
Seems a little rushed.
Beano and Bargy, Bargy and Beano, Beano and Bargy.
Studio audience.
Beano, what's with all this garbage on the floor? Didn't I tell you to clean up after yourself?
Beano thought garbage day was yesterday.
Beano, I hear you're going out on a date.
Beano had two dates on the same night.
Beano and Bargy, Bargy and Beano, Beano and Bargy.
Bargy, did you hire a studio audience to be inside you for the show?
You know, you guys are gone for hours at a time. You know, we bring in people,
but still,
we film
how do you
thing,
load them all in and load them all out?
Beano love grounded comedy.
Is it grounded, though, Beano? I mean, how many dates have you been on?
Beano love comedy that's not really funny, but just sort of somebody's life.
Beano
love that.
Okay, you can love that, but that's not really what that web series is. You had a joke about garbage day.
Garbage day was yesterday, but Beano no.
Whatever, it's not for you. Clearly this is not for
you.
I
guess I just don't get it.
Someone will see it and they'll be like, you know what? Bargy, she's doing some work. Huh. I already have another artist attached to it.
Who's that?
It who will not be named.
Oh, wow.
Tiny Toots.
Oh, no.
See, that's what I like to see. Bargy can work with an ex.
Yeah. I guess that's good. Bargy, you're sort of burying the hatchet with Tiny Toots.
Anyway, moving along.
Okay.
Yeah, I really said that as a way to just segue into my own update.
Oh, what's your update, Dar?
Nerman and I have decided that we can be friends and co-workers.
Wow, a theme has risen.
Wow. That's great. Dar, Nerman and I decided that also, but just because we are friends and co-workers.
That's beautiful.
That wasn't
I'm very happy
that
for
wasn't
you.
Super relevant, I guess.
You know, Plek, if you ever do have conflicted feelings about Nermit, you should write them down. That's what I do. Hmm. And then I burn it in a small fire, where I like to see all of my emotions just flare up and turn to ash.
A controlled burn.
Of course.
Emissary Dixner, I have an incoming transmission from Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bungalow.
Hey, Nermit.
Hey, guys.
Nermit.
Oh, Nermit. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Nermit, are you at the gym?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I've got my remote transmitter here. I just did a spin class with Sisu Gundu, and it was... Oh, man, it's good.
Nermit.
Well, yeah.
I just gotta say, you know, Sisu's not really great about, like, breakups. I wouldn't hang out with... This
no,
feels like the wrong
time.
No, she
actually has a lot of great advice about just, like, when you and it's fine because Dar and I are friends now, and just, like, about, like, doing it for yourself, just looking out for...
Hurry!
Huh?
Hurry!
Yeah. Let me just get out of this wheel.
Why don't you chug this?
Okay.
Chug it fast.
What are you chugging? Nermit, what are you chugging?
This is... Oh, it looks like it's super vitey.
Okay. It's about a quarter of your height.
Oh, yeah. I feel good that I'm finally thinking about me. Right, Dar? Like, you're probably doing the same thing.
Oh, she's lighting a fire.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Dar,
you know.
What do you do? Put that out.
It's contained.
I don't think you should be burning things in the trash can.
Fleck?
Yes?
It's as contained as my feelings are contained
okay,
right now.
Sure, but this is an oxygen-rich environment.
Has been compartmentalized, just like this flame.
All right, guys,
we're setting boundaries.
Back
that...
in my wheels.
Okay. Ooh, Bina love the drama.
No. Did you call with any particular mission in mind?
Yeah, I have a mission. Okay, fine. Get out of my wheel, okay. So, guys, this is... What?
Nothing.
I can't ride a bike.
You can ride a small bike.
Okay. So, yes, there's a mission. It's actually crazy. You're going to a planet, like you're regularly going to a planet, but a lot of time... What?
Nothing.
Okay. It seems like you kind of skipped that.
Yeah.
No,
Nermit, if any part of the mission is exactly the same as every other mission, you can just start with the part that's different.
Okay, you guys are flying in Bart...
Yeah. How much of this was written down?
No, I'm just excited because, like, I'm obviously, you know, that I'm a musician. Have you guys heard of Mononnaroo?
Have we heard of course you've heard of famous music festival that exists?
Well,
yes, obviously.
I don't know what you guys are busy. So, okay. You're going to Mononnaroo on Mana. And,
wait,
we're going to... Our mission is to go to a music festival?
Well, it's more specific. You're going to go see Peeny Gorno.
Peeny Gorno.
Yeah.
Probably the hottest pop musician in the galaxy.
Yeah. You're going to specifically go backstage because Peeny Gorno...
Wait, our mission is to get backstage to a Peeny Gorno concert?
Yeah.
Nermit, are you about to get murdered again?
What?
Are you about to get murdered again?
Wait. I was not murdered.
You were almost murdered.
This is a real mission.
This seems very similar to the vacation atoll with...
You say almost murdered, I say almost promoted.
Fantasia fun.
Yes.
Listen.
Peeny Gorno, who, as we know, despite the amazing music that Peeny Gorno makes, has had some affiliation with the Alliance in the past, which, you know, you maybe have to do to make your career work, but Peeny Gorno is now on the side of the Rebellion.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Does that matter when it comes to music, or...?
No, Peeny Gorno is going to give us information. Gorno is...
I don't like his music.
You're saying...
What?
The hot take, I don't like his music.
Barzi, what's not to like about Peeny Gorno?
It's like I've heard it before, okay?
He cranks out the jams, Barzi.
I think the more important fact is that Peeny Gorno has crucial intelligence. How did Peeny Gorno get this?
We don't know. We got a message from Peeny Gorno's manager, I guess assistant manager, but still, it's that Peeny Gorno wants to share info with
the
Rebellion.
So the plan is for us to go to a concert.
Yes.
What? Love the name Peeny Gorno.
Yeah.
I love saying it. Peeny Gorno.
Huh.
Okay.
Do you want to say it once more if you...
Peeny Gorno.
Okay.
Bino, why'd you have to go and whisper it?
He pinched his nips when he...
Yeah, Bino, please don't touch your nipples when you say Peeny Gorno.
Peeny Gorno.
You have received an audio transmission from Rebellion Headquarters. Playback will follow decryption.
Greetings, Rebels. This is Lathalu Pram Brunthelmisk.
And Heather.
We are the Rebellion's expert code breakers, but well,
we've intercepted a brand new message that we just can't crack, and they've, you know, shamed us into making this announcement, admitting our failure.
I mean, it's a real head-scratcher. Just can't make heads or tails of it.
And so here we are, hat in hand, asking any rebel to help us decode it. We know its origin is Quantaris, though, which means it's a big deal.
You know, we've uploaded it to the Rebellion's official website, therebellion.space, built with Squarespace.
I mean, we have... zero experience in web design, and we were able to build this site, like, really fast.
Way simpler than code breaking, let me tell you!
Check it out at therebellion.space, and please grab that pesky, incredibly important encoded message while you're there.
What? when you're there, click Make a Site, which links to squarespace.com/Zix, where you'll find this amazing offer.
A free Squarespace trial and a special discount on your first purchase of a site or domain using the code Zix, ZYXX.
Turn your cool idea into a new website. Showcase your work or sell products and services of all kinds.
A service like, you know, code breaking after you crack open that message at the rebellion.space. Please, honestly, just give us a hand.
Please help us, and don't forget to make your own site at squarespace.com/Zix offer code Zix. You were late on that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
One more time.
It was my fault.
End of message.
Wow, I've never been to Monotaru. This is not about what I expected.
I have to say, though, the three of us look amazing in flower crowns.
Yeah.
Oh my god, are you so excited? I'm so excited. We're here to see Gastille Minot. She's incredible. She's like the best voice in the whole
intergalactic
place.
She's incredible.
Yeah, I like Gastille Minot's music. It's really good.
Hot sludge. Get hot sludge here.
Oh, man. You want some hot sludge, C-53?
I can't really do sludge.
It's just a classic festival treat, you know? I
mean, feel free to avail yourself.
Yeah, I'll take some hot sludge.
Okay. What color?
Oh, green, man.
Hey, that'll be 45 croons.
Man, that's so impressive.
Yeah,
hey, guys,
really
this one's on us. It's Sam and Link.
And Link.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Not much.
You sure?
The music, the experience.
Enjoying the festival, dust it out of our junky minds.
Oh, man. Hey, Sam and Wayne, can I talk to you guys for a second?
Yeah, sure.
You are.
I just wanted to, you know, sort of off.
To pull you into an aside.
Sort of aside.
Okay, whatever, man.
So are you going to buy the hot sludge or not?
This one's on us, buddy.
Okay, thanks.
What's up, man?
You guys know we're here on a mission, right?
Oh, no way.
Oh. The thing is about
Wait,
us.
You guys know everything about us. How did you not know?
Got a lot of stuff on us. This is our Jack and vacation, man.
Okay, yeah. Who are you guys here to see?
Who aren't we here to see, man? We're here to see the noobs.
The noobs.
The little George.
Giant Bang Bang.
Giant Bang Bang never tours. It's amazing that they're doing this.
And Hudson Fever.
Oh, Hudson Fever.
Man, I have never felt so old in my whole life.
Oh, there's a bright star. Let's go towards it.
Bye.
Do you think I've lost my sense of adventure?
No. Dar, what are you talking about?
It's just that I didn't know any of those artists. And I didn't even want to do dust.
Now
just...
that is maybe a concert.
Mm. Hey.
Huh?
Huh?
Hey. Huh? You guys need to get backstage?
Yeah.
Yeah, you...
I am Bouncing Bot 4000.
Oh, hey.
You got a pass to get backstage? Bro.
You should do it.
These look good. Who are you here to see?
Peeny Corno.
Peeny! Excellent. So hot right now.
Now, do you think he's hot? Like, attractive?
Listen, I'm not supposed to be jawing with you guys, so...
No, sorry.
Initiating. Allowing. Protocol.
Okay.
It's a real basic droid. What was that?
Peeny, we're doing it!
Oh, I'm joking love this man. This is the joking life, love.
That was a lot of dust.
Oh.
And he, do you see how he's like crawling the walls right now?
Yeah. Excuse me.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Hey, yeah.
Who the jock let you in my room?
Oh, hey, yeah.
Didn't you just yell at the bouncer to let us inside, making it you, the jock, who let us in here?
Listen... Mr. Gorno, we're here with the Rebellion.
Call my DJ!
Okay.
Did you think I was shushing you? Did you think I was joking shushing you?
No,
I mean, it sounded like you were telling us to be quiet, but you're trying to spin non-existent tracks right now?
Look, loves, I'm real jocked up right now, and I just need a... Where's my water caps?
Pino. Again, you have a very full schedule today, so you can't really mess around, all right? So.
Miranda, come here. Come here, look at me, Miranda.
You have a VIP section, you have a Q&A, you have to sign autographs, you don't have time to muck
around. I don't want to chuck and do this, I just want to have a good time. Look at me, I'm on a table. On the table.
Hi, I'm Miranda, I'm his assistant manager.
Hi there.
Who are you?
Hi, Emissary Plek Deck Center, we were sent by the Rebellion.
Are you trying to DJ again?
Miranda.
Yes.
Close the door.
All right. But I hear any clashing. I'm coming back in.
Peeny.
Oh, my rod. I could finally take a breather.
Wait, Peeny, that accent is fake?
100%. Yes.
But couldn't you be honest with your assistant manager? She clearly has an affection for you. She refers to you as Pino.
Yeah, she definitely trusts you. You have a working relationship.
A portmanteau for your name.
You understand something. First of all, everybody mispronounces Peeny, okay? It's what you get when your name is Peeny. But people think I'm this crazy, stuck-up pop star. I'm just a normal gully guy with gully fins. And I'm, I just want to relax.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah, you know, you seem like a real sort of salt of the space dude. And, you know, like, I came in here, you were doing that big line of dust. How are you feeling, by the way?
I am literally exploding. My brain and my genitals are just vibrating. Hey, can I get you guys anything? Dust, yogurt, covered raisins.
I'm having some green sludge and it is hitting the spot. So
green, huh?
Yeah.
Good choice.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say no to a raisin.
Okay.
Just one raisin, Dar?
Yeah, I don't know why I said that.
Wait, Dar, do I know you?
Maybe?
Didn't you used to go by Norm?
Wait, how do you know that? I'm Norm, but I don't remember a Peeny.
Oh, well, I went by Peter back then. Yeah.
Peter!
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, of course, Peter!
Yeah.
Wow!
You guys know each other?
Oh, yeah,
We used to go to this, George R.R. Martian, convention called Are You Excited for the Convention?
Yeah.
Huh.
Wow.
Those were
so fun. I never missed a single one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you look good.
You look different.
Yeah, I got a giant fin as a mohawk.
Huh.
It looks cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so great to see you again, Peter.
Yeah, I was Peter back then.
You changed your name?
Well, I'm just trying to make it in this business. Peter is such like an ugly name, you know.
Well, Peter is a euphemism for a penis sometimes.
Yes.
So Peeny's much better. You're definitely avoiding that.
Oh, look who it is! It's my hotties with the bodies!
Sorry, they kept trying to get inside.
Please, I've got this tattoo of you. Sign it.
Oh, I'll sign it.
Peeny, I love your set.
Yeah, thank you. What was your favorite song, I say?
Oh, I love Bebop.
Oh, yeah.
Bebop is so great.
Yeah, and you didn't think that was like, to do that up top, you think that was crazy?
It was an interesting choice, but I loved it.
Peeny, sign my forehead, genital. Oh, no, this I like, are you a goner or what?
Smash on it, please.
All right. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love me fans. I love me jocking fans. You guys are rotting awesome.
I don't know. This seems, I don't know. Yeah, he seems
All right. Get the junk out of here. Miranda, get these jokes out of here. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You're playing again?
Yeah. This is Mononaru, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Well,
You know, Peeny, we're actually here.
Oh, yes. The information.
Yes.
All right. Can I ask you something? I'm working on some new stuff, and you're with the Rebellion. I feel like you guys could give me like an honest
an honest take on these songs. I'm surrounded by yes gullies all the time. What were we saying?
Yes. If I sang some new songs, do you think you could give me honest feedback on them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. I mean, yeah.
That really means a lot to me.
Yeah, thank you.
Fantastic. All right, so this new stuff is called Space Town. No.
Okay.
Space Town, going to me and my friend. You know it's true. We got galaxies all around us. Sexy star ladies. Don't you know it's good to be a space guy in a space town?
Wow, that is...
Now, do you want the feedback now?
No, Dart.
After each song? Dart. Or should we just do all the songs at once, and then we'll give you the feedback at the end?
I want your feedback on that song right now.
Okay. It's a little different than most of your stuff that I've heard. Yeah.
Yeah, it sort of feels as though it was written by somebody much younger than you. It feels a little simple.
Well, did you not understand?
And I want to say, I completely disagree with my two friends here, and I loved it.
Really? Dar?
Don't change a thing. Let's hear the next song.
You're literally laughing in his face, Dar.
I want to believe you, but you literally are just laughing. Do you not like Space Town?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I couldn't help myself.
Do you guys think I reference space too much?
Yeah, that might be the issue.
I mean, just running a simple
write this down.
Analysis of the lyrics. Yeah. It's a pretty big percentage of the words in the song.
In Peeny's defense, I mean, he's from space.
Yeah, we're all in space.
Yeah, so but you
know if you've noticed that.
I like this guy.
Yeah. I don't know, Peeny, it's a kind of earworm. I'm thinking about it.
Space Town. Going to space.
I think there's something
and
there.
And you're not lying to me, right? You're being completely honest? You're not just saying that because I have secret plans and you're just giving me positive feedback so you get these plans?
No, I mean, either way, I'd say I would...
Well, you know what would be a good way is you could tell us the secret plans and then we know for sure whether we're being honest with you or...
All right. Metalhead. All right. Come closer.
Elf, chuck me right now. I'm shocked. We're in an orgy.
We have a very special young child who's here to meet you. Oh. They won a contest. So, this is Little Bill.
Little Bill.
Hello. I'm Little Bill.
Little Bill, he's gonna speak a little louder. I don't really have ears because I'm a gully guy. Can you just come a little closer, love?
I'm terminally ill.
Wait, Little Bill, say that again.
Oh no, no, Peeny,
no,
please.
Hear me
I'm
out.
I'm terminally ill.
It rhymes.
Hey, robot boy, that beat you said you could get.
Yes.
Play that beat.
You got it.
I beg you not to do this.
Little Bill, say what you just said to me.
I'm Little Bill. I'm terminally ill. I'm Little Bill.
Yeah.
I'm terminally ill.
Space Town.
No, it's the same song.
Space guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Galaxy. I wouldn't say these two tracks meld as beautifully.
Okay,
as
this is Peeny. Listen, I was almost on board when it seemed like you were about to write a song for Little Bill, but then when I realized you were gonna use him saying he was terminally ill as a sample for your Space Town song.
That's the thing about me. I hear music anywhere at all times.
Can I get a holograph or something?
All right. Thank you, love.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right. Get out.
Oh. Bye, Little Bill.
Get out. Thank you for the song.
Rod bless you, Little Bill.
Oh, my Rod. Oh, I hate this job.
Can I ask you a question, Peeny? Why do you do the accent?
You see, growing up, as you know, I was part of the Gorno 6.
Yeah, the Gorno 6. Great band.
Man, Gorno 6 were great.
Me and my brothers, those were the days, but my father, Go Gorno, every day he would just whip us into shape, tell us how to perform. I knew deep down that I didn't want to do this. And one day my dad pulled me aside and he says, if you want to survive in this business, you need to create a fake identity. And that is how you'll survive. So that is what Peony Gorno is. It's a creation and it makes me live this tough life.
Yeah, yeah. But Peter wants something else, right? And it's Peony who wants all the dust.
Peony wants the dust. Peter just wants... Anyway, let's get to what I'm here for.
Yes, sure. I think that would be...
All right. Last week, I was hanging out with the council.
As in the Council of Seven.
It was a big gala event. People love a good Peony party.
Sure.
So I threw the biggest party in town. Invited all the bigwigs there.
You invited the Council of Seven to one of your parties?
That's right.
Wow.
They got my evites.
Cool.
Six showed up. You know.
I mean, that's pretty good. Six out of seven.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had an extra pair of ears listening to what they were saying. Can I play you something? This is just
Is it a recording of the conversation you had with the council?
No, it's like a new track I've been working on. And this is in the back of my mind. I really want you to hear it. Can you just please just...
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Let me just put this in.
Moons. How many moons does it take to get to the next moon? So many moons in space, every planet has at least 5 moons. Why does it take so long to get to that other moon when you're already at a moon?
So did you like that?
Wow.
Pretty sure we've been to planets with fewer than 5 moons.
I mean, there's just... Yeah. Don't you think it's like...
Is that a metaphor? Or...
Yes.
Oh, no, that's okay. Not how you should respond if I ask if it's a metaphor.
Yes, thank you. Finally, someone who gets it.
I don't know that I...
Oh my god, this... Yeah, you get it.
Okay.
How many moons does it take to get to the next moon?
It's amazing, though, that you were able to create a song out of literally nothing.
Peony, can I ask you, is this the process you used to write your big hits, like Comet Girl and...
producers write those lyrics.
Sure.
And then I just lie and say that I wrote them, and... what you're hearing right now, Peter, is the first time that I wrote my own music, and this is what music is...
But
you like it. You like it.
Wow.
I have to tell you the plans.
Yes. Yeah. And it's so great. It's great.
You know what? Can I just play you one more song?
Sure.
If you have to, sure.
I love this attitude. This is called Knobs and Switches. All right.
This knob is too big. I don't understand what it does. This switch is a little too short. I probably shouldn't touch it. I'm flying on a spaceship, and I honestly don't know what I'm doing here. I think it's best that I just sit back and kind of just hope that I get to my destination.
Did you just write this on your tour ship? This sounds like you were in the back of your tour ship just looking around trying to figure out how to write a song.
Sure. Well, you know the expression, write what you know.
Sure.
Well, what about if you wrote what you saw?
That's less good. That's less good.
Can I play you just one more song?
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? Sure.
Yeah, we're in it for the long haul.
Let me just play you one more song.
Okay.
All right.
Stars and lasers.
Lasers.
Stars and lasers.
Lasers.
All I see is stars and lasers.
Lasers.
Stars and lasers.
Lasers.
Stars and lasers. Some are big.
Okay.
Wow.
Did you like how I ended the song?
Just kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah. I don't think that's I don't think that's a thing that happens in songs.
Yeah, I think there's a reason that that doesn't happen. Dar, any opinions on this one?
I just feel like maybe Peter isn't the pop star. Yeah. That's Peeny. Peter's just a sweet, nerdy, gully guy who left the music business and loves fantasy novels and...
Peeny, are you crying?
No, Peeny.
What do you mean?
My entire life, I've been living a lie. I've been living a Peeny lie. You know what? Thank you. You know what? You inspired me. I'm going to go out there, and I am going to perform not as Peeny, but perform as Peter.
Well, yeah. These people paid a lot of money to see Peeny, so I...
No. No, there's a Peter behind this Peeny, and these people need to see the real Peter.
You know what? That's great. But before you do that, could we just get the information?
All right, yes.
Because it seems like this might be important.
All right. Come closer.
Okay, yeah.
Very close.
Yeah.
Closer.
Yep.
Okay.
Closer than now?
Just a little bit closer. At the Peeny party, I overheard at the council.
I'm so sorry, Andrew! Should I leave? I'll leave. Sorry.
Miranda.
Yes.
I got something to get off me, my gills.
Right, is it the lunch wasn't good enough? Do you have everything that you need
in
the room?
No, it's not anything that I need. Well,
you're in love with me.
No.
Okay, nope, never mind, not that. Nix that. Idea was not... I never said that. Oh, wow.
That's something
nope.
That we want to
nope.
talk about?
Nope. Talk about what?
Stay strong, Peter.
Talk about
Well, I mean to tell you that my name isn't Peeny. It's Peter. And this is my real voice.
What? I've been working for you for nearly 10 years now.
Wait.
You were lying to me this whole time. I've been doing the most unfathomable tasks for you. I had to divorce your wife. I got rid of your children.
Got rid of your children?
Feeding you.
It was. You do not know the situation, all right?
And you're telling me this entire time was a lie?
Wait.
No, let's not change the subject.
Yeah, what about those children?
No. That was... I do not want to go back there.
Well, I guess I'll leave. I don't work for liars.
She got rid of his kids, but she doesn't work for liars?
Look,
what does that... How do you get rid of kids?
Hey, what? She's a good person, all right?
I didn't say she
she's
was.
A good...
I don't know, that seems pretty questionable. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know her. All right.
Now, let's hear this intel.
All right. I overheard at the Peeny party...
Yes.
That the council plans on coming to Zix.
What?
The council is going to come from Quantaris to Zix?
We're ready to have you on stage.
Okay, great. All right, guys, this is going to be huge. Thank you for inspiring me. Space down, here we go!
Oh, boy.
I don't know about this plan.
Yeah. Welcome to Manana Rift. Sam
Why are they introducing
this is the main stage?
How's everyone doing?
Who wants to party with this afterward?
Who wants dust? Alright, guys. Zach, as you know, needs no introduction.
Well, we're gonna do it anyway.
Give it up for your next act. Peeny! Go
What's up, Manana Roo? Thank you. Shut up. Thank you. Shut up, all of you. Thank you and shut up. Before I begin, I have a very important announcement for all my peens out there. Shut up. Peens, listen up.
My name is Peter Gorno. I was born in South Lawners. That's right. This accent is fake.
He's really going for it.
And I'm performing the music that I want to perform because, yes, Peter Gorno can survive in this industry.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Oh, no. I feel like this is going to backfire.
Fans, this next is an original Peter Gorno song.
We should go.
Plek, for once, I agree with your instincts.
One, two, three, four. Space Town, so much fun when you bring your space girls and your galaxy guys. Space Town is a crazy place with lasers. Oh, that's a really big. It could be a big laser, and hopefully it's.
It's different. I don't like this.
Why are you making a loud noise? Shut up.
Baby Google.
Shut up. Shutting up!
We are
mine! Hey! Ow! My peenie!
One new message. No encryption detected.
Your Eminence, it is I, Bordoth, but a humble tool in your blooming garden of whackness. I am most pleased to announce that I have secured for you that which any all-powerful leader must possess. Extremely high-quality business cards. Henceforth, after you meet someone, they will reach in their pocket and remember, ah yes, that was the Emperor. And fear not, I have spent barely any of our precious croon. You see, I made these cards using Vistaprint. At Vistaprint, they want us to do something great with our business, which is why they offer 500 high-quality custom business cards starting at just $9.99. Can you believe it? What an incredibly low price to have the confidence that you're always ready to make an impression. And it was fast. I started with one of their professionally designed templates, picked the paper stock and style, with responsibly sourced paper and carefully selected inks, of course, and zap, we will have the cards in as little as 3 days. But wait, there's something else. As we fill our glorious ranks, everyone can get this amazing deal simply by using code MTZ at Vistaprint.com. That's code MTZ at Vistaprint.com. MTZ at Vistaprint.com. And your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. The only thing I can think of that's more than 100% guaranteed is that you will satisfy your destiny as the merciful, all-powerful Emperor of the Universe. Your servant, bowing low in your shadow, signing off. MTZ at Vistaprint.com. And then I just hit send. SMTP server. Okay, probably fine.
Message deleted.
Oh, man.
Well, did not
end well
for Beanie. No, Peter.
It also didn't really end well for the Rebellion, I don't think. The Council is headed to the Zix Quadrant.
That can't be a good sign.
I managed to grab some sludge for everybody.
Oh. Thanks, Star. Yeah, silver lining.
Emissary Dexter, I have an incoming transmission from Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundelor.
Hey, Nermit.
Hey, guys.
Nermit, what?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Did you injure yourself somehow?
Well, I just have a stress fracture. I fell out of my wheel, and I,
Oh, damn it.
I think I went a little too hard. I don't know if the Sisu Gundu school of, breakups is really the way to go. But
yeah, you gotta take it easy.
Yeah, I actually snapped a... I mean, my bones are hollow, so it's not, I guess, that surprising, but I...
You snapped one of your bones?
I snapped a leg bone, so I've got a little splint here, and it's gonna...
They grew back pretty quick.
They grew back fast. Actually, speaking of, guys, growing back, I wanted to give you a little nub date.
Oh, hell. Oh, you're almost at full tail.
Yeah, it's like coming back.
It's a quarter two.
I know. Ow,
it's like
sorry.
A tay.
It's a tay, yeah.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, down a leg, up a tay.
So we got some...
not great news.
Yeah.
What?
Peeny Gorno was party to a conversation of most of the Council of Seven were hey.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. What's happening? What do we got?
They're coming to the Sixth Quadrant.
No. What?
Presumably to crush the rebellion. It's not looking great.
I have to deliver this news. I mean, on one hand, it's great that we're the team that figured out this exciting, terrible
that
news.
That feels like way less cool than it is bad.
Is this a bad time to interrupt?
Huh?
There's a new episode of Fudge and Beano.
Are you serious? I've been watching them.
Ed is the one that Nermit isn't.
What?
Nermit is in an episode of this. When did you shoot this?
He doesn't know. Ed, to the clip.
Beano,
if you're pregnant, just tell me.
Oh, Beano, no.
I'm just saying, I'm your friend, you can tell me anything you want, except if you got gas.
Okay, Liz, what are you doing?
What are you... What?
Get out.
Get out, this is up.
Sorry.
You're not supposed to...
Sorry.
You're not, you didn't sign a union contract.
I didn't have... Nobody gave me a contract.
Beano and Fudge, Fudge and Beano, Beano and Fudge. Anyway, that was it. That was
very
a really honest
convoluted.
Way to re-edit it. That's a very bad episode.
Beano, love it.
I honestly, guys, I'm honored to be in the episode. I didn't know that you...
Did you just wake up and wander into the recording?
Yeah, I was trying to sneak into Dar's room, and they happened to be filming at night, and but I look good on screen, right?
Beano think that the camera adds 15 pounds.
15 pounds?
15 pounds? I weigh 2.5 pounds.
Beano now.
What are the view counts on that series at this current state?
Beano.
Beano now. Beano love analytics. Beano love them.
Emissary Dixiter, it's worth mentioning that our backstage passes to Monotaro give us access to the live feed from the concert stages if you'd care to enjoy the remainder of the concert.
Oh, sure, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I'm going to stay on.
We've missed most of Jordan McCorkin's set, but I believe he's just coming back to the stage for an encore.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'll watch that.
All right. Y'all sure do know how to make a simple boy from Outer Gainsboro feel real welcome. We got one more for you. Save some of that energy for those rebels. We're gonna be sticking lots of boots up their asses, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
Right, damn, bless the FA.
Yeah. This might be a little crow feathering the alliance.
Yeah.
Speaking of the council, I have it on authority that they're about to bring the hammer down on those rebels here in the Sixth Quadrant. In fact, they might just be on their way this very moment.
Oh.
Each one in their own planet crusher.
Wow.
Honestly, seems very similar to what Peeny told us.
Matter of fact, they're going to be here in exactly 3 weeks. And at that time, the rebels will be no more. A new season of the Federated Alliance will rise again. Not right away. Maybe 3 or 4 months after that, we'll be ready. That's why I wrote this song. Here we go.
Wow, that's very detailed.
Oh, so I can just update them about the actual day.
Yeah, and this is
come on.
Much more involved.
Yeah, we actually did not need Peeny Gorno at all.
This is patriotism bordering on treason, really.
There's no accounting for taste.
Attribution droid commencing outro protocol. Emissary Plek Dexter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Benn. Security Officer Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Bargy the Ship, Miranda, and Wink were played by Mujan Zalfagari. Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy was played by Seth Lind. Beano, Bouncerbot, Samo, and Little Bill were played by Winston Knoll. Jordan McCorkin was played by Shane O'Connell. Peeny Gorno was played by Yoni Lotan. Yoni Lotan is an actor-writer based in NYC who performs regularly at UCB Theater. He was selected as a JFL New Face in 2017 and can soon be seen in the upcoming Netflix series, Russian Dolls. Check out his work on Instagram at Yoni Lotan or his website, yonilotan.com. This episode was edited by Seth Flint, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Recorded at Robert Dockey Jr.'s Puppy Palace in Brooklyn, New York. Music by Brendan Ryan. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Mission to Zix is brought to this galaxy by Audioboom. Thanks, Audioboom. Have you noticed an error in our otherwise airtight canon? Send us an email at crew@missiontozix.space.
This one's called Nebula Nymphs.
Nebula Nymphs?
Oh, boy.
Nebula Nymphs now!
Oh, sorry. I pressed play too early.
Okay. Oh, that wasn't so bad.
No, that was it. That's in the middle of the song. Fast forward. Sorry about that.
You played it too early, and you played it from the middle.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. All right, here it is.
Jungle vines don't exist on this planet. But you know what does? This sexy lady. Sexy lady, can you come over here? Sexy lady, why don't you tell everybody what you are? No, sexy lady, come on. Don't, come on, I'm sorry, sexy lady.
Nebula Nymphs now!
Much later than I thought it would come in.